Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Mystery, Miracles and Mysticism. I'm your host, Vanessa, and you are very welcome to the show. I have so many updates, I actually don't know where to start. So for anyone who is new to listening to this show is dedicated to Almeen. She is the world's leading mystic and seer of her time. Now, recently we had the Summer Solstice webinar, and I kind of made the radio show a bit about that, but there's going to be a bit of everything in the radio show because so much has happened even since then. So let's hopefully move along here. I was hoping Joanne would be here. Hopefully she'll come along. Okay. We had the solstice ceremony last Saturday, which was pretty amazing, I have to say, for a webinar that's online. All of Almeen's teachings, I just mentioned again that this show is dedicated to Almeen, World Leading Mystic and Seer, and you can check her out on www.spiritualjourneys.com. Yes, it was absolutely incredible. I actually decided to take a holiday day, and I basically spent the day preparing for this incredible webinar, which I felt was like a retreat. And I've been blessed enough to go to Almeen's retreats and very gratefully attended. And they said at the start of it, they said for each person who attends, Almeen is going to bless each individual. She has a list of all her names, those who are attending. And it was so funny because I decided to share a Skype call with a beautiful being of light. That's the only way I can explain it, one of our light family. And it was incredible. I was obviously very excited about it, and I think I felt a lot of excitement about, the second resurrection. And for some reason, I couldn't get in at the start, and I was kind of like, oh no, certain things came up for me for that moment. And I kind of just realized, I thought, maybe she's still doing the blessings on people. That's what I felt. In that moment, I felt like something going in through the top of my head, but not at the top. It's at the top, but at the back of my head. And I felt something going in there, and immediately I felt, is that Almeen? Is that Almeen blessing my head? It felt like she was blessing my head. And that's the only way I can explain it. And that's the only way I got the insight. It felt like total perfection. And after that, the online course started. So I felt, incredible revelations. A lot of the things that we covered in the online course webinar, and it's still available actually for anyone who's very interested in doing it, and I have to say I highly, highly recommend it, because there are three very sacred meditations in this online webinar. And is it the last one? All of them are pertinent, but she said the last one is particularly pertinent to resurrection. So I would definitely recommend doing that, because it's just the information for a start is so profound that it shifts everything. A lot of it was about, the feminine and the masculine, or the masculine and the feminine, whatever way you want to look at it, and how that the actual feminine didn't match the masculine. So this has to be healed within. And I'm just checking because I want the full name for you guys if you want to actually buy this webinar, because it's actually, you're different after doing it. That's all I can say. It's like, Almeen explains that when you become a resurrected being, you can go into exponential time. And so really like 5 minutes could be like an hour, and she uses a really good metaphors to explain how you could be the pebble. You throw the pebble in the pond, and then you see the rings going out around in the pond, and suddenly further out the spaces between the rings are a lot bigger, but actually exponential time. So even though it might be only 5 minutes, really that have gone by, but it could be, to you, it might feel like an hour, because you're expressing from a place of a resurrected being, so you could be in exponential time, which is really cool. So if you are interested in learning about how to prepare for the second level of resurrection, as far as I'm aware, it's available. You would have to go to www.spiritualmastery.com and check out our second level of resurrection. And yes, it's not worth it. I am so glad that I signed up for that, because just the magic to feel I just felt I was aware of those who are connecting with us from the network. And what a gift to feel the presence there and connect with our family at the same moment. As a proxy for existence to help these sacred, beautiful resurrected beings that are waiting to be born into physicality. So I know Amin has posted a new post on her diary, which I will read to you. So, you know, this had to occur to help bring in the second resurrection, because there are these exquisite resurrected babies that are waiting to be born into physicality, but they can't be born into physicality yet unless we've had the second resurrection. And that brings me to the next point of, that's why there's a retreat happening in Ohio. Let me just see if I can see where that is. Like, this wasn't planned. It just popped up, you know. And so it feels to me like it's quite pertinent that it needs to be done. And Jan is hosting this retreat, as far as I'm aware. And let me just see if it's there. Ooh. Let me just check. Yeah, it's the Gathering of the Gods and Goddesses. And it's in Columbus, Ohio, July the 14th to the 16th. So it doesn't give you a lot of, well, if you're in exponential time, you'd have loads of time. So anyway, so that's the 14th of July. It's really only kind of 2.5 weeks away. And it's a 3-day retreat. So I feel that will be actually quite profound, because it's like a carry on from what's just happened on the webinar. And so many things to say. My God, it's so exciting. And yes, so, right, that's happening on July the 14th to the 16th. And those Bhavaspata practitioners who are, you know, Grand Masters in Bhavaspata, you will receive the Bhavaspata of Resurrection released for the very first time. That is an incredible gift to get. And wow, that's all I can say. What a brilliant gift. You know, for those. So, I mean, I just think, I mean, it's amazing. It's like, well, you can use this for resurrection, or you can use that for resurrection. Oh, and now you can use this for resurrection too. So, you know, it's incredible. You can use meditations, you can use Bhavaspata, you can use the sacred rune cards, and all of them assist in merging the inner and outer realities. I'm not sure about the Bhavaspata resurrection, because, well, if it's called Bhavaspata of resurrection, my feeling is it's definitely going to help do a specific thing for resurrection. So I am so eager to hear about this. Lucky for me, I know somebody who's going to the Columbus retreat. So hopefully we will have that beautiful being on the radio show, and they can come back and give us some brilliant updates of what's happened, what's unfolded, was it successful, can the resurrected babies be born now? So yes, incredible things happening on Earth right now. So before I go any further about, okay, back to the resurrection. Amin mentioned then about the how that the masculine and the feminine weren't matched. So the masculine had 144 facets, and the feminine only 120. So they just didn't fit. So it's just, there were so many answers for me in this webinar, and I speak for myself personally. For me in this webinar, when she said they didn't fit, I mean, oh my God, on deep, very deep levels and profound. So it would explain a lot. And I kind of felt, you know, that we all have masculine and feminine also within us, whether you're expressing as a man or you're expressing as a woman, whether you are a man or a woman, it doesn't matter. You're like, oh, she's a woman, well, it was her, or it doesn't matter. It was in every living thing. we all have feminine and masculine aspects within us. And so they weren't matching. So I feel this has been healed right now. But she also mentions from this webinar, and she also mentions if we reject any part of ourselves, any part of the cosmos, then that will kind of pull you out of a resurrected state. It will pull you out of, being in the oneness with or merged with your beloved masculine, I suppose, masculine self. So, but I'm kind of skipping ahead. So let's just see. Ami mentioned a lot of colors about the violet light and the magenta light. And she said the yellow light holds the parameter, the red light expresses, and the blue light contracts. The violet light removes past life trauma that dictates and interferes. She said stress and tension are not the same. Same thing, tension is like birthing the new, like this is the divine tension she speaks about that helps to birth new, like tension you feel, like divine tension is like when you're feeling the tension of your sport or dance, or it's bringing you into action, it's bringing you into doing beautiful things, not unholy stress. Nobody wants stress, you know? So, and the divine tension comes from inspiration within the infinite intent. So really it's saying live an inspired life. That's the message I'm getting from my own perspective. So there was also a sweet map space sigil, which she gave deeper meaning into that, which is helping to clear belief systems, which is amazing. I was sweeping all my floors before the webinar, and I just thought, wow, that's amazing. I was actually sweeping space. Literally my house swept it, all the floors, completely, swept, which is incredible. I just felt, here it is in physicality, here it is playing out in the webinar, inner and outer. It's just amazing. So, what else did she say? I mean, there's so much information in this online course. I mean, it felt to me because I mean, says, when you're resurrected, you go into exponential time, which for me felt like, okay, a lot more can be done in a shorter period. And really that online course, it literally felt to me like I was at a retreat for, maybe a day or something, but I actually felt so tired. I felt incredibly tired. Before it actually started, I felt like I was going to pass out from just needing to sleep. And then also, as we were doing it, there were stages where I just needed to sleep. And I feel that was part of to do with like the fairy magic that Almeen mentioned in this online course, because she said she came across it before and she felt very sleepy. And I kind of put the dots together, and I know nothing, but that's what I felt was happening. And I know there was a couple of people who mentioned that they fell asleep. So Almeen mentioned that the self-confidence needed to be repaired in our feminine. And this was a big part of what was taking place on this retreat. And I will say the word retreat/webinar, because that's what it felt like to me. And I only speak for myself. So I kind of feel that's a very important one, that feminine confidence did definitely need to be repaired. And yep, I am very, very grateful for that. And I continue to do the meditations with this beautiful online course, and you get the print off, so you can print off. And Almeen said, someone said to me, what is a resurrected being? And I was like, well, what is a resurrected being? It means that, well, that you're not dead. You don't die. You're resurrected, for God's sake. It's, but really, when you're getting down to it, and let's say on a subatomic level, what is a resurrected being? And Almeen actually answered it. And so there were, like she mentioned, about the seven subatomic particles. And then when you become a resurrected being, you get a new particle. And this is called the omniparticle. So it's incredible. It's just beyond words. It's, she goes into the science of it. And obviously the science of, the lights and the colors and basically, you know, how the masculine has to trust the feminine before they can actually have the sacred marriage. But the sacred marriage is different as well, because then when they merge, they create this violet light. And then when the violet light happens, then this blue light happens also, which is representative only for now as the presence of the infinite, which is the blue light. So, you know, belief systems effortlessly become dissolved, as far as I'm aware. I could be wrong about that, but that's my feeling. And so you have the color dynamic, which is the infinite presence, which is the blue light for now. And then you have the violet light and the fuchsia light, which is incredible. I'm not 100% certain, but I think if you add these together, you might get white light. So she mentions about getting rid of belief systems because it creates an outer space dominant masculine. Inner space has no belief systems, which would kind of represent soul, which would also represent the feminine aspect. That's interesting. So the belief systems around are masculine. Anyway, I'm talking a lot, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play this beautiful elixir from the 18 elixirs that help remove addictions and other stuff. So let's just play this. It's called The Rainmaker, and I hope you enjoy it.
Amen.
And welcome back to the show. For those who have just joined us, this show is dedicated to Amin, where leading Mystic and Seer, and I've been talking about how to prepare yourself for the second resurrection and Amin's webinar that happened on the summer solstice. So I'm just giving you little pieces, really. She also mentions about rejection disrupts your alchemy as well. So, you know, if you reject any part of your being in the cosmos, then it disrupts the sacred alchemy, the sacred marriage that is just taking place. So we're really hoping that after merging the, you know, upgrading the feminine to 144 facets of polyhedrons, and the masculine with 144 facets of polyhedron. So hopefully that these have now been upgraded, that the feminine has matched the masculine now, which she has become a beautiful, you know, partner for her masculine. But also it's helped to heal the confidence, you know, within the feminine, which is, I feel, so incredibly important. All of it is. There's not one part that isn't, you know, not more important than the other, but I do feel that when you're walking this journey and whatever role that you're expressing in your reality, then you are experiencing this in some shape or form in your life, whether you're seeing it through others or you're experiencing it yourself personally. I feel that, you know, it is incredibly sacred to have taken part in this. So, okay, moving onwards just for the moment, I would like to mention that there's a beautiful poster that's been posted on Amin's diary. But before I read that, okay, I mentioned to you guys about the Ohio retreat that's coming up. And also, the Carious Emotional Response, a new addiction has arisen among those entering higher levels of evolution. I need to reread this because I don't know how I'm sounding when I'm speaking. I feel like I'm not speaking correctly. So, okay, I'll say it again so it sounds clearer. A new addiction has arisen among those entering higher levels of evolution to live vicariously through others' emotional responses, because so much of man's reality starts feeling so meaningless. It's harder to find joy in its activities. Mm-hmm. But because we are fully empathic and telepathic, if we make them happy, we can feel it vicariously. This doesn't mean we need to stifle generosity, but just to change our attitudes, we have to search for new sources of joy. I think that's a very pertinent comment. I'd also like to read the Daily Mantra for the Cosmic Year, and today is the 23rd of June, and the mantra is, my presence dispels illusion and my footsteps bless the earth. Oh, feeling a little wave inside, it's beautiful. I really love that, and I really took that with me today in my workspace. I try and take them with me and express them in my workplace, wherever I go and what I'm doing. That's my intention for the day as well, and to bring blessings to all of existence and those who pass through my hands, that they receive abundant blessings and blessings in whatever way they need it most in their lives. And so there are so many gifts. I mean, Amin brought in the time app as well into this online webinar, and you know, and how we have to also learn to love humanity. And the time map as well, I mean, she explains about day out of time on a deeper level, and those who are actually, who don't have a day out of time on their time map, she explains that also, which is great, because it feels to me that when you're actually using the time map, she's saying that it actually indicates spiritual maturity. I wasn't sure if she meant that a day out of time meant it indicated spiritual maturity, or just having the time up indicates spiritual maturity, because really you are taking self-responsibility for your reality in all these different segments. There's like 8 segments on the time up, and you know which reality you're actually expressing from that particular day, or you know, where would be more beneficial for you to have a business meeting well, okay, I might have it next week because that's in the time up for X, Y, and Z, say, for business partners and all of that. So quite interesting. She also mentions about that you don't need as much sleep when you become a resurrected being. So that's, I think that's great. So there's so much that I would really love to share with you, but so much that I can't give it all away, you know. So, I mean, if you are interested in learning about the second resurrection, I would really ask you to consider maybe just checking out www.spiritualmasteries.com. Right, moving on. We have a beautiful post that Amin did mention in the webinar about this coming up. And it's how to, I just find it now, how to manifest a life of love and romance. But actually before that, I think there's something else I want to say to you guys before I actually go into that. You know what? Yes, there is. Okay, let's go. Yes, there is. There always is. So the other day, here I was sitting here and felt very like a baby. And of course, Amin has released this beautiful poem for the innocents that are yet to be, either they're born or yet to be born, and it's dedicated by Amin to the holy babies that are the hope of mankind's future. I mean, that's quite profound. So we're trying to facilitate resurrecting this reality so they can come in. It's kind of incredible. Contented, she called it sleep. Contented he lies, his innocent eyes looking deeply into mine. In my arms, warm and safe, sleep envelops his baby face. He releases the day with a sigh, like moonlight on a mountain stream. In the place of dreams, he gently floats away. From heaven you came, on earth to stay, though among the stars you play. So pure a soul, like an alchemist's stone, can turn the lead of life to gold. Do you remember from whence you came? From sacred realms where compassion reigns. Together we'll make this world a holy home. Sleep now, my child, secure and safe, wrapped in the love of my embrace. Though small you may be, you are not alone. Oh my God, it's really talking to me, this poem. And as I said it, I saw a tiny little fairy being just flash in front of me. And it's very beautiful. And I'm grateful for the message because the fairies, I feel like it too. And maybe there's more to come from the fairy beings. I feel this poem is really speaking to my heart and to my entire being right now. I could actually reread it and reread it. There's something so beautiful in it. It really feels like it's connecting with my inner babe. And, it's just lovely. I feel like, virtual reading is, you know, kind of, that's so lovely. And before that, Amin mentioned about the battle for supremacy. Now, she's been amazing, putting out socks for fathers, or homeless people on, as fathers, I think, for Father's Day, which is really beautiful. So the question was the battle for supremacy. What is the root cause of the battle for supremacy that we see throughout life? The quest for attention, Amin answers, the quest for attention, we empower and energize what we focus on. It becomes a source of vitality. If something superior can gain attention, it is the root of much antisocial behavior as well. Some, believing themselves to be inferior, try to gain attention by misbehaving. So if you're seeing yourself as, you know, it's really interesting just how things can manifest and how they can be expressed in our environment. Amin brought out a beautiful angel lullaby, baby blend of fragrance for the new babies that are being born. It's called Angel Lullaby. And it's received, so Amin shares the answers because there's questions. So among the new generation of babies being born, many are fully resurrected beings. We have created a baby blend for these magical little ones from the purest oils we could find, suitable for boys and girls. This delicate fragrance was received to through revelation to facilitate a graceful entrance into physicality for these special and holy children. Is it suitable for newborns only, or can adults wear it? Almin's answer is, it is designed for babies up to the age of 5, but all little children can wear it. It is, of course, able to be worn by adults, but it targets babies specifically in its alchemical function. My current favorite is, freckles. Oh, freckles? Freckles, meant for young girls. Okay, on that note, I'm going to play another beautiful elixir, and we'll come back to you. This is called The Tale of the Ancient Ones. And welcome back to the show. If you've just joined us, you're very welcome to the show. The show, again, we've been talking about the summer solstice webinar that just happened on the weekend. So I'd just like to do, like, just to read about how to stay, staying in the eternal now, the moment, basically. I mean, saying defense mechanisms are based on yesterday's failures. Coping mechanisms are based on yesterday's success. And encountering new challenges, trusting in your ability to overcome is essential. It activates the powerful manifestation force of intent. So, very good point to make, you know. So the next one is, I think this is interesting that this is happening over in Moscow, to be honest. But anyway, let's have a look. How to manifest a life of love and romance in your life, okay? So this is a webinar that's taking place in Moscow, September the 30th to October the 2nd. The teachings of Asir Amin, a three-day workshop in English and Russian, presented by Rohir Chardet. So they have quoted here, power and success come those who align their actions with the laws of the universe. Okay, so you learn in this, I think it's an online course. Hopefully it'll come out in an online course. That would be great for those who can't get to Moscow. How to attract a partner of compatible consciousness. How interesting is that? How to gauge whether someone is worth having in your life. How to prepare yourself for manifesting a fulfilling romantic partnership. How to establish a empathic, telepathic connection with your partner. How to progress gracefully and smoothly between the developmental stages of a relationship. What's the next one? How to avoid the primary cause of relationship breakups. How to align your relationship with cosmic principles. How to keep the adventure and romance in your relationship. How to cultivate the irreplaceable qualities that make you a desirable partner for the long term. How to create growth promoting conflict resolution and avoid destructive quarrels. All participants will receive the Bell Hospital of Resurrection. I really want to do this. I think it would be beneficial whether you're in a relationship or not. And so, yes, amazing, amazing, all new, amazing things. Okay, maybe a little brief look at Amin's private diary. Yes, I'm being really cheeky right now. And this is actually called, for those interested, Messages for Light Workers. It's only $19.99 a month, and you get more personal things that are happening cosmically. Amin has answered things like how we create parallel realities. There was messages from the giants of Plutz Bar. Also, what is OCD? That goes into in-depth a lot. Knowing nothing. Sound healing for meridian clearing. What is it? What is black sound? And the illusion of disease. Why do you call disease and sickness an illusion? So, you know, I do find when you say people, you know, the illusion of this, the illusion of that, you know, for me, it's about not... I observe that that's how that person is expressing right now, but I still like to refer to it. This is my own personal reason as an illusion, because, you know, illusion can be healed immediately. And Amin goes into an in-depth answer there as well. So well worth the $19.99, I have to say. So I feel that is about all I have to bring to the radio show right now for this evening. And I would just like to say thank you to every one of you beings who decided to tune in and listen to this show. I am deeply grateful that you do, and I'm sure Amin is as well. And I'm grateful to those who I shared the webinar with on Saturday. It was a priceless gift for me, and very grateful. So on that note, I feel changed from doing this webinar with Amin, to be honest. Actually, there's something that I missed, and I need to go and mention it to you now because it's coming back into my awareness. And it was about the actual polyhedrons. And I'm just going to find it there because I know it was posted, and I really just want to mention it. You know, the 144 faceted polyhedron masculine and feminine fields. The 144 faceted polyhedrons that are the masculine and feminine fields. What exactly do they look like? It is easier for me to understand concepts if I can visualize them like a polyhedron, for example. I understand that it has to have 144 facets, but could you post an image on the diary? Now, it means that she doesn't know how to get an image of that online. Perhaps someone knows how to, and Jansa, they are working on it, but here's a description. So there is a description about how it looks, but if you scroll further down, you will see there's a link to Robert Love's Pie. And their non-copyrighted images, the final installation of the compendium of the five icosahedra, but there's lots of polyhedra and examples, but not, I don't think, to the level of the 8x18. It's not a representative of, you know, the 144 stellated tips. It's not. So it's just trying to help you visualize more. So I look forward to when actually Spiritual Journeys have a picture of that. So on that note, my beautiful, beloved beings that are listening, I just want to say to you, thank you so much for connecting. And I'm deeply grateful to all of you, to be honest. And thank you again. And now I'm going to say goodnight. And I hope you have a lovely evening. And I know some people love the song. I know it's one of my favorite ones as well. And this music is from the 18 Elixirs. It helps to clear addictions. And it helps to cancel out illusory distorted frequencies of addiction. And also mind control, as far as I'm aware. So enjoy this one. It's called Immortals of the Holy Mountain.
Immortals retreat. Above the clouds, only humans can see. Incorruptibles dwell in everlasting peace. Throw wide the gates, let humans be free, living a life of purity. Living a life of incorruptibility.